Squint theory. Squint, strabismus, is the eye defect that manifests itself with the weakening of eye muscles, which causes the change of the visual angle of one eye against the other. The effect of the squint is the impaired stereoscopic vision. More information on this defect can be found here. When doing the exercises for the correction of squint, we need to adjust the position of muscles, that is, try to improve the eye coordination and restore it to the natural balance. The treatment of squint using vision exercises can be divided into two stages. Improvement of the eye coordination by the exercises for eye convergence and the exercise for flexibility of the eye muscles to make the squinting eye work with the other. For this aim, we use a cord as reference point. It is all about to see the imaginary cross which will be visible when achieving the proper position of both eyes and their convergence at the object we want to see. The second stage is the correction of the deviating eye and its main defect, such as short-sightedness. This is due to the situation that the squinting eye usually has a larger defect than the other one. Therefore, achieving the same acuity in both eyes will lead to the better balance between the eyes and a full correction of squint.